My name is Simon Cox. I'm interviewing on behalf of the World Wellcome Trust on the 18th of August at 1900 hours, 10 minutes. Can I ask you first to state your full name, your age, and where you come from?
My name is Ben Lishman. I'm 29 and I'm from Aberdeen.
Have you been brought up in Aberdeen?
Yeah, I've been in Aberdeen and brought up in Aberdeen till I was 18. And then, I mean, my family still live in Aberdeen, so I'm still back in Aberdeen a lot.
Where do you live now?
Well, I'm in London at the moment doing a research job, a temporary research job at UCL, and so I live in Brixton now for the time being.
What's research in?
I'm studying the Arctic and looking at sea ice and what melts, and in particular friction between blocks of sea ice in the Arctic. So I'm doing lab research in the cold rooms at UCL, trying to understand that kind of those processes.
Were you always interested?
Yes, always interested. I studied engineering and then I did a PhD in the ventilation buildings and essentially what happens to the air in a building when you open the window. And then I started doing that as a job for a company that my PhD supervisor set up. But then I wanted to come back and do more sort of basic research. And when I saw there was an opportunity to do polar research, it was something I'd always been interested in. So yeah, it's fantastic and I'm really enjoying it. Unfortunately, I couldn't figure out any to get ice onto the plinth. Otherwise, that's what I would really like to do. Yeah.
Is it a very practical job?
It's fairly practical. A lot of my time is spent on bits of heavy machinery and kind of cutting up ice and moving it around pretty quickly and under high loads and things like that. So yeah, it gets quite practical. But there's also then a sort of theoretical side of it as well, which so a bit of both, I guess.
You mentioned you can bring the ice onto the plinth. What are you going to be doing up there?
What I'm going to do is go up there and make postcard-sized sketches of everything I can see and watch the world go by. But one of the things that I've done with my work was to take students on a field trip, a geology field trip to Italy. And there they were encouraged, if you want to really see a piece of a landscape and figure out the geology of it, you can take a photo, but they said the best thing to do is to make a sketch of it, because then you take in much more than you would on a photo. And that kind of stuck with me. And then just over the last few days, I've realized that what I want to do is take in everything while I'm on the plinth. So making lots and lots of sketches seemed like a reasonable thing to do, I suppose. That was I think it'll be fun. And, you know, maybe I'll see if anyone has any requests for things to be sketched and that kind of thing. I'll play it by ear, I guess.
Have you any thoughts on what you're going to be doing with these sketches after?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is give them away to people. I don't know if they'll want them or not, probably not. But I'll give them to friends, send them to my gran, that kind of thing. Make it into something fun for the people who have come along to watch or something like that. I haven't thought very precisely, but something vague like that, yeah, I think is the idea.
So when did you first hear about the plinth then?
Well, the plinth itself, I think it was Mark Quinn and the Alison Lapper statue that was the first one I knew about, because I'd read about it in the papers and things. And then I guess over the last few years I've kind of followed it with interest, because I just think it's a really great thing having a stand for art right in the middle of the city that people just don't notice it's there half the time. And I like that. I like the fact it can sort of fade into the background and then suddenly you see it. So I've known about the plinth for the last few years, and I guess I've followed it closely for those 2 years, or as closely as anyone does follow the plinth. And I haven't been in London for much of that time, so obviously you can only follow it from a distance, I guess.
And what made you apply then for this project?
Well, I heard essentially a rumour that one of the proposed projects for the plinth was to have people standing on it for an hour at a time. And I thought that sounded great. And I think I knew at the time that it was Anthony Gormley who'd suggested that would be you know, a good project for the plinth. And so as soon as I heard about it, I sort of gone around and told people about it. You know, whenever the plinth came up, I'd say, did you know there's this idea? And I didn't know whether it was going to happen or not at the time, but I mentioned it to various people as a thing I thought sounded really a great thing to do. And so then when it became more formal, two or three people who I'd mentioned it to got in touch with me to say, Ben, you should apply. This is obviously, you know, something you'd be really interested in. Yeah, so that was what made me apply, basically, was people getting in touch with me to say, this is something you've been boring us about for the last, however, 6 months or whatever.
Do you follow art then?
A bit, not hugely. A couple of years ago, again, a friend said to me that he was going to go to the RCA Secret exhibition at the Royal College of Art, which is a once a year thing, and I went along just for the evening just to join him, and then went to the sale, and somehow that got me into you know, just taking a passing interest in who's who in British art, and then since being in London as well, there's kind of quite a lot of opportunity to go to museums and exhibitions, and I guess I don't know how long I'll be in London, so it's good to take it all as much as possible at a time, I think, yeah. That's why.
Do you have any feelings about going on the plinth?
Yes, I think I'm nervous and excited in equal measure, probably. When I first found out that I was going to get to go on the plinth, I was very excited and really looking forward to it. And then after I got used to the idea that I was going to be on the plinth, then I got nervous and very worried about it. And now it's kind of a bit of, I mean, it's been quite relaxing being here and having a cup of coffee and watching people go up and down on the plinth has worked out well, I think, yeah. It's been good. So I think at the moment I'd say I'm excited.
Do you have any expectations then in being on the plinth?
No, not really anything. I suppose that's one of the things that I'm interested in. I don't have a very good idea what it'll be like, and I imagine once I step onto it, everyone will seem quite small and far away, but at the same time it'll seem like there are lots of them. But whether that's actually what it'll feel like or whether it'll feel like just being in a crowd, I don't know. It's the only chance I'll ever get to stand on a plinth in Trafalgar Square, so I guess it's best to go with no expectations and then see what it's like. That's kind of roughly my plan.
You mentioned that you had family in Aberdeen. Will they be coming down to watch?
Yeah, my sister's coming down from Aberdeen to watch, and I think my parents are watching it online. I'm not sure. And then I've got some friends coming, but I'm not sure where from, or at least I'm not sure quite which friends are coming and which aren't, but various people have told me they're planning to come.
Have you been watching on the webcam then?
I've flicked onto it a few times and seen what people are doing, but in a way I didn't want to end up doing something because someone else did it. I just wanted to do what I was going to do, so I think that was quite important, not to spend too much time studying it. And I made sure I came just to have a look to see what it all looked like in, you know, in the flesh sort of thing.
And as this is a portrayal of Britain, we'd like to know what's important in your life at the moment. You mentioned your research earlier on. What else?
Yeah, well, I think my research is important to me, and also teaching in universities is important to me. I've tried to do quite a lot of that wherever possible. I guess friends and family are very important to me. And then it gets into kind of interests. I sing in choirs. Just been in Wales with my choir from Aberdeen for a week, which is why I nearly didn't take the call from one another. So I sing and I play football and I play golf and squash. But in a way, I don't know. Those are interests. I don't know if that's what you were looking for or not. But yeah.
You mentioned teaching. What exactly do you teach, and what to what age?
Well, when I was doing my PhD, I taught first year undergraduates engineering, and I really enjoyed that experience. I think you learn a lot from being a teacher. So then what I tried to do was keep that up as much as possible, because I mean, I was teaching them kind of first year engineering maths and finding that I learned all the holes in maths and then improved my maths on the back of it. And then since I've been at UCL, the only thing that I've done is this field trip to Italy, which was involved taking students on a 1 week course. And again, I didn't know very much about the earth sciences behind it initially, but again, I learned a huge amount just being on the trip. And then, you know, you hope you can build up your own expertise and then try and pass it on. I suppose that's something that's quite important to me.
Did education play an important part in your life at an early age?
I always enjoyed school, and I suppose I always had in the back of my mind that maybe working in universities, but you know, from my late teens, and especially went to university, I thought these are interesting places where people have interesting ideas. So I would quite like to work in a university in the end. And then I've enjoyed sort of narrowing in and focusing in on research and finding out specifically, you know, one topic and working towards trying to do something useful with it, I suppose.
What do you think could be done usefully by your research?
Ooh, that's always a terrifying question. The aim is that it could be put into climate models and meteorological models, so people will, if the results of my research turn out to be useful, then people would incorporate that into predicting the future of climate change. I suppose that would be the current most interesting thing about it. But then also a lot of engineering companies are very interested in the possibility of working around the Arctic, shipping through the Arctic. And so all of these things depend on a bit of understanding of the ice, basically, which is what we're trying to provide. Yeah.
And how long have you got left?
I have 6 months left. So it's getting down to crunch time where I've got to figure out what to do next. I haven't got there yet.
So there are no immediate plans once you finish?
No, I'd like to stay in polar research, what I'd really like to do is go to the Arctic and get some field experience, but I don't know yet. I haven't been able to find out yet what might be possible and what might not be.
So have you ever been to the Arctic?
No, and it seems a bit odd to be a polar researcher who's never been to the Arctic, but that's the way it is. I guess you have to do something before they invite you out to do more complicated things in the field, perhaps. And I'll keep my eyes open, yeah.
So do you plan to go in the future?
That would be great if I could, yeah.
Going back to sort of getting a portrayal of modern Britain, what could you say is the main thing about yourself? Could you paint a picture for us?
It's difficult. I don't know. I suppose everyone likes to think of themselves in a certain way. I like to think I'm sort of easygoing and sort of pleasant person to be around. And I like to think that I'm sort of interested in the world and what's going on around me. You'd have to ask other people if those things are true. But yeah, that would be my picture of myself. I don't know if that works or not.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much.